Hey, friend, I know how this feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go. Deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. The comet of the year, says the London Times and the London Telegraph. Bob, it's a comet up in the sky. Su Chin Shan. Where?
Yes, this comet was discovered a while back, but it's finally doing its close approach to the sun, and it is brightened significantly, and you know, you can never predict these things, so I tend to not join in any hype about future comets until they finally do it. And it appears that comet Cheshun Shan Atlas is going to do it. It right now is bright, it's naked eye visibility, and it's in the evening sky on the west. And I've got details on Behind the Black where to look, but basically right now, if you go out and in the evening sky in a relatively dark place, you should be able to see this comet for the next week or so after sunset in the west. And that's kind of cool. It's not a comet hail bop by any means. I don't think it's going to be quite that bright, but it's still going to be there, and you can see it, and that's a cool thing.
The death of kings, the birth of kings, and war, lots of war, once upon a time. However, we're modern men. We don't believe that. So we go on to a galaxy that shouldn't be there. What? Another one?
Another one. But this is interesting because this is not related to Webb or Hubble. This is actually data obtained by the ALMA telescope in Chile, combined with other data as well. Astronomers have discovered a galaxy only 700 million years after the Big Bang. It's that far back, that close to the Big Bang, that is far more organized and coherent in shape and structure than was thought possible that soon after the creation of the universe. In other words, it appears it might have a central bar, it might have spiral arms, it appears like a galaxy we see today. They had predicted that most of the galaxies in that very early universe would be small, would be messy, very lumpy, chaotic. They would have very little structure. They wouldn't have time to do anything else. But, you know, you need a lot of time to develop the spiral arms and the structure, but this appears to have it. And this, the answers of how this could be is not available. We don't probably have enough data to answer that. It does suggest, though, that the consensus view of the Big Bang might have to be rethought in some manner. It might not be wrong, but there's something about it we don't understand or have right. And this galaxy is another tidbit of information in that way, in a sense.
Twilight Zone music, what was before? Okay, moving on. Gale Crater, what's up, Bob?
This is more uncertainty of science, but it's on Mars. Using isotope data obtained from instruments on Curiosity, scientists have found evidence that suggests both liquid water as well as glacial ice probably helped shape the present geology in Gale Crater. They can't determine one or the other or both. It could be one, it could be the other, it could be a combination of both. They just don't know, but there's evidence to suggest both are there. And this just indicates once again that what I have seen in the planetary community studying Mars, a shift steadily away from liquid water towards glacial ice. It doesn't mean they've rejected liquid water, but there's problems with liquid water. They don't really have any way to explain how liquid water could ever float on the surface of Mars. It's always been a problem. Ice, however, is a possibility, and glacial ice over many, many centuries is something we're not familiar with on our Earth in the same way. And we might be looking at phenomena that ice created. Either way, this tells us it could have been liquid water, it could have been ice. We'll have to wait and see as more data is obtained over the decades.
The Great Red Spot, Jell-O, is that disdainful, Bob? Are they putting the Big Red Spot down?
No, it's that it jiggles like Jello, gelatin. If you touch a piece of Jello, it'll shake and slowly stop shaking. And so they used the Hubble Space Telescope over a 90-plus day period to look at the red spot repeatedly, produced a movie of this, and what they found is that the spot kind of jiggles over time. The winds from the north and south bands on either side of the spot seem to make it to shake. And it's shrinking, but they expect that shrinking to stop once it's contained within the band that it's presently in. But it's Jello.
Yes, something about Jello. Saying it's Jello seems disrespectful. Curiosity. What have we got, Bob? We got 30 seconds.
This is another cool image from Curiosity, looking downhill in the direction it's about to go. And this is for my readers who want to keep track of where it's going and what it's seen. I have a great picture of its navigation camera looking downhill at its future route and a map to show you where that route's going to take them. They're leaving Giddes Valley and they're going to other places now.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, Look to the West, A Comet for the Weekend. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.